God knew us a long time ago. He loved us enough to allow us to be born. He loved us enough to allow Jesus to come. Jesus loved us enough to die for us. It would be a disservice to Jesus not to love ourselves after all he went through for me and you. God elevated us by loving us. Jesus elevated us by dying for us. The Holy Spirit elevates us by living inside of us. Keep God first and be your best self. Don't give negative words from others power over you. Let God change you from a caterpillar into a butterfly. Just a reminder, the best is yet to come. My contact information has changed. My email address is rosieh615@gmail.com. My telephone number is 318-442-6011. Thank you. God bless.
This is the 70,000 watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
Good morning. It's time now for Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast with Reverend Joseph Martin. The church is located 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. You can phone 318-445-4875. And now, here is Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast already in progress.
Let the church say amen. Amen. Let the church say amen again. Amen. There was a question in that song that said, will you be ready? Yes, that's the question, because Jesus is coming back soon. And whether or not you are ready or not, he is coming back. Praise God. Let's give that choir, amen, and our young people a round of applause. Those various sponsors who are working with those children, amen, as they not only gave some reflections on the history of black people, we just want to thank them for continuing to remember. Because if we forget history, we don't know how much we will actually be missing. Amen. And there was a time when no one wanted anybody to know what it is that we did. And then when we start peeling back the grape, we found out that most of all of our major inventions, all you got to do is go and look at them. All you got to do is look at most of the major inventions, things that most people would take for granted, were done by people who had to, who were working all of their lives, and therefore they had to figure some things out to make their lives a whole lot easier. Amen. So that's how we come up with light bulbs and traffic lights, toilet seats, and all of those things like that, wash machines, all of those things like that, things that we would take for granted and think that someone else had the ideas of those things. But all of those ideas were birthed in the minds of black folk. That's why when I took a look at this program, and I want every kid, if you don't have a copy of this program, and every adult, look at the back of this program. It says that I am somebody. And you make sure that you remind yourself every day that you are, in fact, somebody. Praise God. You are of worth. Amen? Praise God. And don't ever let anybody tell you that you can't achieve. You can, in fact, achieve. Praise God. Let us... I got three verses of scripture in the book of Jonah that I want us to look at. Jonah chapter 1, verses 1, 2, and 3. There are three things in those three verses that I believe that is worth listening to on this morning. Amen? Put Jonah chapter 1, verses 1, 2, 3. We're going to look at those. Amen. Verse 1 says, now the word of the Lord came unto Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying, and look what the word says. It says, arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry against it, for their wickedness is come up before me. And then verse 3 says, but Jonah rose up to fled unto Tarshish. Praise God. He went down to a smeltering, metal smeltering place where they sold metal and stuff from the presence of the Lord, and went down to Joppa. And he found a ship going to Tarshish, so that he paid the fare thereof, and he went down into it to go with them unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. Amen. I've heard this word mentioned 100 times this morning, and it's that word resist. And I want to talk about man's resistance to God. Amen. Have a seat. Have a seat. You see, the word resistance means to oppose. Means to rebel, it means to withstand, to resist, to refrain, or to abstain. In other words, it means to go against or to rebel against either what has already been established or what is being implemented praise God, whether it is by divine a man's authority. Now let me just bust all of our bubbles this morning, because we all have resisted and rebelled against something in our lifetime. Praise God. It could be.